Good morning. The Madrid region will start relaxing its COVID-19 restrictions this week, officials said yesterday, even as the rest of Spain and Europe are toughening up measures to tame a third wave of infection. From Friday, groups of up to six people will be allowed to gather at outdoor restaurant terraces, up from the current limit of four, whilst a 10 p.m. curfew may well be pushed to midnight. People are still allowed to eat and drink inside bars and restaurants, but they have to leave at 9 p.m. In Madrid, we are doing everything in our power to keep our bars and restaurants and our cultural space open despite political pressure, so said the Conservative regional leader Isabel Díaz Ayuso. Her administration has studied accelerating the vaccination program for workers in highly exposed sectors, she said, adding that this could include teachers as well as waiters and taxi drivers. Madrid's 14-day incidence of the virus reached 978 cases per 100,000 people yesterday, above the national average of 866. Meanwhile, the government here has offered to extend help to Portugal within its capabilities as the pandemic refuses to loosen its grip on the nation. COVID infections and COVID-related deaths continue to soar, prompting the authorities to renew the state of emergency and to implement travel restrictions until at least February the 15th. Germany and Austria are also planning to give medical help to Portugal, which is being severely hit by the third coronavirus wave. Austria will treat intensive care patients to be flown from Portugal to help ease the pressure on Portuguese hospitals. Germany plans to fly an army medical team of 27 doctors and other specialists to Portugal, along with field hospital beds and ventilators. Portugal requested help because it's struggling with shortages of intensive care beds and medical staff. Malaga exceeded 1,000 infections per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 14 days, the limit set by the Junta de Andalucía to order the closure of all non-essential activity from the 3rd of February. The measure, which will take effect from the early hours of tomorrow morning, will run for at least 2 weeks. The accumulated incidence in Malaga has varied in recent days, with continuous ups and downs from 891 cases on Thursday to 918 cases on Friday and 894 on Saturday. And criminal gangs are selling forged COVID certificates at airports for hundreds of pounds. Several countries require proof of a recent negative test from all international arrivals, but gangs are helping people slip through the net for as little as 40 euros. Europol issued a warning about the documents as it was revealed the man was arrested at Luton Airport on suspicion of selling fake COVID papers for £100. The EU's police agency issued a warning to travellers yesterday amid several arrests across the continent. Gangs are faking the name of a genuine laboratory on the false certificates in a bid to dupe border officials. French police last year broke up a forgery ring at the Charles de Gaulle airport outside of Paris, which was selling fake certificates for up to €300. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.